tear.
Always.
Okay. And this is this word. I'm talking about a girl who's fallen off a horse. You might say, well, she fell off that horse one time and she's been scared of horses ever
since.
And of a boy who was broken out of a window with a baseball, you might say that wasn't an accident. He did that.
Intentionally.
Or
on purpose.
Okay. And this verb, if you want to know some information, you come to me. I might say, well, I'm sorry, I can't help you. You better go to somebody else.
Go to someone else?
In other words, he's got to me a question.
Ask.
Ask? Yeah. Last week he came here and
asked.
Okay. Yeah, if little boys get annoyed with each other, they might begin to
fight.
Yeah, last week
they fought.
Somebody might take a big knife and do that to somebody. You say he did what?
Stab.
Yeah. You have any names for big sharp knives?
No.
What about one you might use in the kitchen?
Butcher knife.
And if the teacher comes in the room and there's a funny picture of her on the blackboard, she might turn around the class and say, okay, who
drew that?
Yeah. And talking about lifting a real heavy weight up on the roof of a house, you might rig up a block and tackle it get up.
Pull it up.
Yeah, another word. Might be the same thing. Begins with an H sometimes.
Haul it up.
Or another one on a sailboat, they talk about the sails. H-O-I-S-T?
Hoist.
Yeah, okay. All right, just a few more things, we'll be done. All right, this expression, if you had troubles and you were telling me about them, you might say, well, troubles too. Talking about yourself, personally. You're telling me about your troubles, you might say, well, my troubles too.
I have troubles too.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And with your ears, you say you
hear.
Yeah. You might say to so-and-so.
Heard.
Yeah. And I have.
Heard.
Yeah. Okay. And talking about a person, you might say, if I ask you if you know this person, you might say, well, no, but I.
No.
Or I.
No.
Or I.
No.
I don't know him, but I.
Heard.
Okay. Okay, put the whole thing together.
I don't know him, but I've heard of him.
Sure, okay. All right. Say if a friend came back to town and somebody asks you, have you seen this person?
Mm-hmm.
You might say, no, I
have not seen him.
All right. And if he asks you, has your brother seen him? You might say, no, he
hasn't seen him.
Talk about something you do every day, you might say I all the time.
I all the time.
I something all the time.
I do this all the time.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Talking about your brother, you might say, well,
he does this all the time.
Turning that into a question, you might ask somebody, you do this?
Did you do that? Do you do this all the time?
Or he do that?
He did.
Same word, do, but putting it first in the sentence. Blank, he do that?
Did he do that?
Present tense. He didn't do that now?
I'm lost.
Okay. The word do, okay. If you put it, the first word in the sentence, and you're asking a question, in present time, you might say, he didn't do that. Say if your brother, if somebody asks if your brother likes ice cream, you say yes.
He does.